Doctor Who podcast by a fan and her dad.
No, it's a fan and his daughter.
Season 5, episode 9, Cold Blood.
But that's not right.
What's not right?
Rory's not dead.
Rory dies many times. You never saw there was
True.
I think there still is an animation series called South Park. And at least in the early days of that, every episode, this one character who was called Kenny would die. Then he would just be there the next week. And Rory's a bit like that. I'm because we're watching them out of order. I'm not sure where we are, but he becomes an Auton.
Yeah.
He's erased from history. How many other times is he killed? We should make a catalogue. But it was a rather inconveniently timed bump on the TARDIS just when she was remembering him.
That would be where the ring came in, I guess.
Yeah, there wasn't as much ring business at the end as I thought there would be, but I had the vague memory of that from the first time I saw it. It was certainly a very full ending.
Yeah.
I thought the first week not all that much happened, but this time there was the whole resolution and then there was the crack and then there was Roy disappearing and then there was the drama with Amy remembering him and then not remembering him. And then there's a piece of the TARDIS which has been pulled out of the crack, which is all very mysterious. So there was an awful lot going on at the end.
Yeah.
What did you think of the episode?
It was good. I do like the Silurians.
Mm.
And the fact that I've forgotten the names, but like the whole bit where the warrior one is like trying to overthrow the others. I think that's good. I know the first time she like turned on them or whatever, I found that quite surprising because I'm used to seeing the alien race are all similar. Whereas in this they were very like different. I thought it was also good how they were all different, but then they were turning around and going, you're representative of the entire human race.
It was an interesting exploration of the differences in the species, and there were some shades of grey. I thought it was interesting the little arc of the Doctor Silurian. Started out as quite a menacing figure and did dissect that guy while he was conscious. But then he was protecting the boy and, you know, clearly had his heart in the right place.
There was at one point when he was, I'll catch you up. And then he turned around and there was that voice saying something. I've forgotten what it said. But I was thinking like, oh, here's the bit where we find out that he's actually secretly plotting against them all. Because, you know, that's just what happens when people say, I'll catch you up.
Mm.
But what was he waiting behind? Because he was interrupted in whatever he was doing by the discovery of what's-her-name waking up all of the warriors.
I think that was he heard something or there was something. I'm not sure about the order, but there was the PA sort of announcement and then I think he was going to investigate that.
But the PA announcement was after he said that he was waiting behind.
You would probably remember that correctly. Maybe he'd seen something. I'm not sure.
Doesn't help that I didn't actually hear what the PA announcement was.
I think it was a little bit scientific gobbledygook. I'm thinking maybe we should go back and watch Warriors of the Deep.
And that's the one that Madame Vastra's from, is it?
No, because Madame Vastra is one of these Silurians. The classic Who Silurians in world, they're saying it was a different group. They looked different. Madame Vastra is one of these ones.
But all of these ones went back to sleep for another 1,000 years.
They did, yes. So I'm not...
Well, apart from that one who died.
Madame Vastra looks a lot like the sisters. I think when I first saw Vastra, I may have even thought that she came from this episode.
Because I thought that, like, this was the episode where she came up or whatever. And I was like, wait, which one's Vastra? Is there an episode of her awakening or whatever?
Was there any background? Was it in any of those mini-sodes that we watched? Maybe there was some background in one of those.
Well, she was saying, not in a mini-sode, an actual episode, several times she says, I was woken up.
Oh, does she? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you asking me for then?
But, like, all she says is, I was accidentally woken up. We don't know if there were more people woken up with her or, like...
Well, she's not from this group then, is she? Because they're not in London. In this one, they're in Wales. So it must be another group of Silurians.
And they're, you know, 40 kilometres underground or something further, maybe. I don't know.
They're a long way under, that's true, whereas the London Underground didn't go that deep. So different group again. There are Silurians all over the place, although it does come up when you talk about the we shot down. Who are those people? The ones that...
Zygons.
When you get to the Zygons and Day of the Doctor and then the Zygon invasion inversion, it has been noted the Silurians might be a little bit annoyed when they wake up from their hibernation to discover that while the Earth wasn't ready to share, the humans weren't ready to share the planet with the Silurians who were here first, Zygons, who didn't even come from Earth, somehow got in and they're sharing it. Poor Silurians. In this one, I don't think there's an explanation of why they went underground, why they're hibernating in the first place.
Yes, there was.
What was the reason?
Because the astronomers detected another planet on a collision course with Earth and they thought it was going to be the apocalypse, but in reality it was just the moon.
I must have been making dessert at that moment.
I'm a little confused by that, though. Because wasn't the moon created by another planety thing impacting on the Earth?
That was my understanding, was that was the current, I think that was, it was. Wasn't that a theory that was hatched by someone who wasn't actually an astrophysicist? And then when they looked into it, they thought, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe we're just wrong and the doctor's right.
Well, since you put it that way, it does seem a high probability that that could be the case.
Yeah.
Certainly, at least in the doctor's world.
Yeah.
I thought it was also really moving, even though we didn't like the character of the Silurian who's leading the army. She wasn't a likable character. She wasn't even made to be particularly relatable, although I think you could understand she's got a job. Her job is to protect them. She's not wrong to say that the apes are a threat.
No.
I think that's actually a fair assessment.
Yeah.
But not relatable at all, but her grief when they find that her sister's been dead, that noise she makes, that keening noise, was really quite moving.
I found the character of Allura, of however you say her name. Anyway.
You don't speak fluent Silurian yet.
Yeah, do they teach that?
Silurian, I'm sure somewhere. You can learn Klingon, I'm sure someone teaches Silurian.
Anyway, I found her character very interesting. She was very not afraid to die, which is unusual.
She wanted to die, didn't she? Yeah. It was almost like a character from Spartan times or Mad Max Fury Road.
Although quite possibly a lot of that came from she's already been captured and shoved in the back of the van and she wasn't happy to be captured.
No, good point.
So maybe she was fine with dying. confused face.
Yes, it is very confused face.
Or maybe that was just like, you know, that's what you're supposed to say. Like when the doctor was first questioned, and she said, I am the last of my kind, or the last of my species.
Yeah, it could be part of her training, couldn't it? She was a soldier and maybe she was, maybe just trying to make the best of a bad lot. Maybe she thought, I'm going to die anyway. I've been taking, what can I do that's useful for our cause at this point? I was pleased that the grandfather and Tanzine, was it? I was pleased that she survived because I had a bad premonition the whole time. I thought, I think she ends up dying.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was going to be one of the family, like the son, mother, or father. And then the grandfather was poisoned. When it was just like a little bit of poison, like it hadn't spread that far across his shoulder, I was thinking like, oh yeah, I'll probably get saved. And then it was like spreading like everywhere. I'm like,
maybe not.
On a totally different note, just before you were looking up the Wikipedia page of the Paternoster gang.
The Paternoster gang, yes. We were trying to see, was there actually a backstory for Vastra?
Yes.
Yes, but it doesn't seem to be in a show.
When you were looking at that, I like the way they described something. They said Madame Vastra employed a maid, Jenny, who was also married to her. I'm pretty sure the marriage is more important than the maid part.
Yes, although I think it's a sequential thing. I think my impression is that she was a maid, they became romantically involved, they became married,
Although, isn't there at one point Jenny was saying that she was only a maid as a pretense?
Oh, you might be right.
I remember at one point her saying, like, we're married, but I pretend to be her maid to stop people
gossiping.
Yeah.
Ah.
And then she says, doesn't explain why I'm pouring drinks inside the house. some pretense, hey? And there's also another point. Madame Vastra says that Jenny was the reason she stopped hating the human race.
Mm.
I think the quote was, I was determined to hate the human race or the apes, but I made the most elementary of mistakes. I fell in love. And then the guy she's talking to says something like, what, with the Spanish guy? Talking about Strax. Why does he think Strax is Spanish?
I don't know, because he's got a dark complexion, perhaps. I'm not really sure.
He's got a potato face.
He's quite potato-ish, yeah. I suppose the link with this episode is that the Silurian characters are really interesting, and it's an interesting idea to take a Silurian, or for that matter, to take a Sontaran and just develop that one character.
Mm. One thing I could just imagine as the two humans were like being sealed in or whatever.
Mm.
I could just imagine them waking up 1,000 years from now and the doctor going, hello. It's like, wait, what?
He was quite busy, but you think he may have set an alarm in the TARDIS. He might have asked Siri, set a reminder for 1,000 years in the future.
No, like, it wouldn't have to be 1,000 years in his future.
That's true.
So it could be like he still had the same face. Hello. Wait. Aren't you meant to have been dead for centuries?
It's an interesting point though, because we visit human cultures. I'm not sure, do we visit Earth? Because we revisit Earth culture at different points.
Mm.
But I'm not sure if they're on Earth. And there's not Silurians there, are there? You'd think if in 1,000 years' time, if there were people and Silurians appeared, you would maybe have like a biracial culture develop on the planet, but I don't think that's explored in any of the other episodes. That might be an interesting, the Doctor Who episode that you're going to write. That could be a good premise.
Dad, I'm not going to write a Doctor Who episode. And even if I did, you've given me like 20 things to write a Doctor Who episode about.
Okay,
and you
okay,
always say okay, the okay, episode, well, singular.
Okay. I need to make a course correction and apologise. That would be impossible to put all those things into one episode. So when you write that Doctor Who season, when you are the showrunner, Doctor Who, there's a good story idea.
Not going to happen, Dad.
You imagine all the text messages I'd send you. I've got another idea for an episode.
Shakes no,
head.
Dad.
Shakes head.
Sighs.